Ben glared at Vistara with an expression of pure hatred that he hoped would conceal the gratitude he had felt for the information she was so subtly relaying. In telling him the location of the initial breach, an exhaust portal, she had also explained why it was taking so long to clear the temple. The Jedi and their Space Marine allies were being forced to fight for every meter, and that was going to take time. But even more important was what Vistara had told him about the attackers having no idea who they were truly facing. If the Jedi didn't know that Abeloth was in the temple, then they wouldn't be pushing to kill her. They would be taken completely by surprise when the magma began to flow. And by then, it wouldn't matter what they knew. Abeloth would be too strong to defeat. Ben locked gazes with Vistara and looked quickly toward the still-lowered boarding ramp.
And you're just going to let that happen?
He looked back toward Vistara.
You're just going to let Abeloth annihilate the jewel of the galaxy?
As long as it destroys the Jedi, yes.
Vistara kept her gaze on Ben.
Why shouldn't I?
You're right. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Ben looked back toward the boarding ramp, then back to Vistara, then back to the boarding ramp.
It just seems like an awful waste, destroying that much wealth.
He looked back to Vistara and tipped his head toward the boarding ramp. She held his gaze for a moment, then her eyes went soft and she gave a brief nod. She understood. She had to find the Jedi and bring them back to Abeloth.
Coruscant's wealth is nothing to me.
Vistara reached down and unclipped the safety clip of her lightsaber hook.
It belongs to the beloved queen, and it is hers to do with as she pleases.
The beloved queen is a sick sack of tentacles!
As Ben spoke, he was rising to his feet and spinning around to present his back to her.
I've seen starving Hutts who aren't as crazy as she is.
Sweat-licking Skark!
A hissing crackle sounded behind Ben as Vistara ignited her lightsaber.
For that, you lose your hand!
Ben spread his arms as far as he was able, trying to stretch his stun cuffs wide. A searing heat warmed the heels of both palms as the blade sizzled through the armored cable, and his hands came free. A familiar hiss sounded from the ventilation duct as anesthetic gas began to pour into the cabin, and ship sank onto one side of its struts as it started to raise the boarding ramp to prevent their escape. Ben spun around and grabbed the blaster pistol from Vistara's holster.
Gas! He shoved her toward the ramp. Go! I'll take care of ship!
Vistara did not need to be told twice. She simply nodded and leapt for the exit. Ben took the blaster off safety and spun away from her, aiming toward a small control nodule in ship's rear wall. Then Vistara cried out in surprise behind him, and the sizzle of her lightsaber faded into silence. Resisting the temptation to look, Ben raised the blaster and pulled the trigger and sent a single bolt burning into the floor as the weapon was force-jerked from his hand. In the same instant, Vistara came flying in at his flank, hitting so hard it felt like she had been launched from a missile tube. They flew across the cabin together and slammed into an interior wall, then dropped onto the floor in a tangled heap. The anesthetic gas was already filling Ben's head with fog, and he could feel a knot rising on his brow where he and Vistara had banged skulls. Still, he managed to fight off the rising tide of darkness long enough to look back toward the exit, where the lavender-skinned lord was standing on a half-raised ramp, watching Ben and sneering.
Jedi fool,
the Kashyyri said.
If she will betray us, she will betray you too.